Even in our day and age, kings convey the idea of majesty, power, absolute authority, drawing out our fascination with earlier times when kings and queens ruled nations. We see some of that splendor in today's reading from Colossians as we celebrate this feast of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Indeed, the majesty of kings and queens of old is magnified several times over as we contemplate Jesus, the image of the invisible God, who was present at creation, through whom all things were created, and who is filled with the fullness of divinity. When we think of how vast our universe is, and we continue to learn more and more of its unbelievable size, we can only begin to fathom the majesty of Jesus, King of the universe, who has reconciled all things, making peace by the blood of his cross. Yet our other readings direct us to reflect on another aspect of kingship, namely service. Service to the people and mercy to those in need. In our reading from 2 Samuel, as the Israelites anoint David as king of Israel, they recognize not only David's successes in battle, but his call by God to shepherd God's people. The Israelites welcome David as king because of his care and concern for them, the same care and concern David gave to the sheep of his father's flock before God called David to kingship. Jesus shows us an even greater depth of care for his people. Enthroned on the cross, Jesus dies for love of God's people. Jesus sacrifices himself to bring salvation and everlasting life to them. Even more, a short time before his final breath, Jesus turns to the dying thief crucified next to him with merciful words of assurance, "Today you will be with me in paradise." In his last moments on this earth, Jesus shows us his identity as a serene, humble, and loving king in God, the kind of king to whom we as Christians can confidently and joyfully give our own lives. Jesus' majesty as eternal God and king is matched by his love, a love that led him to the horrible and humiliating death for our salvation on the cross. To what does this incredible king call us? How can we serve Jesus, whose power and glory is God, are matched only by the depth of his love? As Catholic Christians, we are baptized into his service. Each of us has been called to serve Jesus in his kingdom in a unique way, according to our own particular God-given gifts, temperament, and life circumstances, called to be honest, accountable, and leader to others. As king and the shepherd of our souls, Jesus calls us step by step into his service, revealing our role in building his kingdom here on earth for the salvation of all. My sisters and brothers, let us open our hearts to Jesus in prayer so that we may hear his voice and be obedient, loving, and faithful, his faithful flock. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the week ahead.